Well, welcome to the Building Manager Podcast. My name is Matt Osborne and I'm your host. This is proudly recorded on Anchor by Spotify. So I just wish to recognise them for being able to have such a wonderful platform where I can share my knowledge, my experience, and also my passion about the building managers industry. This particular topic today or podcast is really just going to be a wrap up of the year and a thank you for everyone who has participated in being interviewed, and of course a big thanks to all of the listeners across the world, as a matter of fact. First interview that I had conducted was with Tony Veljaka. He is the executive manager with Imagine Hotels and Resorts. I guess now being an appropriate time where the borders have come down, or the border restrictions have come down, it would be a wonderful opportunity to reach out to Imagine Hotels and Resorts if you're looking for a wonderful stay, whether it be over Christmas, for the New Year's. They have two properties in Melbourne. They have one property up in Queensland, up in the far north, and of course the property over across the ditch in Auckland. So thank you, Tony, for spending your time with me and being my first podcast interviewee. The second one for Nicholas Cox. Now, I've known Nick for some time, probably similar time that I've known Tony for. Nick is the CEO of Focus Fire and Safety, and Focus deal specifically with OH&S and compliance. So Focus have conducted a lot of work across the nation, and they continue to perform to exceptional duties or exceptional levels with their knowledge that they have. Watch this space with Focus, as I'm going to be helping them to promote a new product in the not too distant future. So thanks, Nick. Following that, we had Sam Califf, is the founder of MyBoss. Now, I've known Sam for a while as well. Really did appreciate Sam sharing his insights into the product that he launched called MyBoss. And I know that he has well over 500 companies, not just locations, that use his product, and it's continually evolving. So keep up the hard work and the good work there, Sam. Rob Marsh soon follows. Rob is general manager with Turnbull and Cook Owners Corporation, and we discussed the roles with aligning with the Owners Corporation manager and of course the building manager, and just how important the communications are between both parties and also the stakeholders when we're talking about a building manager's role. Poor man. Well, as I said in the prologue of that particular podcast, Paul is having a world first product, which I'm hoping is going to be out soon enough. Paul Mann is the founder of WBCM Environment, or Wheelie Bin Cleaning Man Environment. He doesn't do just wheelie bins, of course, but Paul has a great passion and focus on the environment to ensure that his products are environmentally friendly, and to ensure that the products that are going into the building are safe. And it's just so important to recognise that part of his services, because there are so many products available out there where I'm sure are placed into residential complexes, high-rise residential complex, mixed use, etc., where really they just don't comply with today's environmental standards. And I really congratulate Paul for the hard work that he has put in to ensure a lot of buildings across Australia are safe in terms of cleaning. Well, Brady Williams, I interviewed shortly after that. Brady is the co-founder, along with his wife, of Active Building Management across in New Zealand. He runs his office out of Auckland. And Brady's been in the game for some time now, and I really thoroughly enjoyed having that conversation with Brady, getting to know him, and of course getting to know his business and reflecting on what matters for his clients. Not long after that was Emmanuel Giannakis. He's the general manager or founder of Direct Property Services, and Emmanuel operates a number of teams that conduct cleaning services throughout Melbourne. Predominantly they're commercial sites. However, Emmanuel has a great deal of experience in cleaning high-rise residential complexes. I decided then to reach out to a fellow that I met just in the last couple of years, and that's Nick Lahr. Nick is a co-founder of WePloy and another application called Neat. Really enjoyed talking with Nick all the time. I know he's such a busy man in the things that he does with his business. And I'm just so grateful that I was able to assist Nick and his team with some of the work that came into Neat. Ahmed Youssef, well, Ahmed, what a magnificent fellow he is. Just a true leader and a person who values his team and, of course, his building owners in every site that they manage. And it's just so rewarding to see company owners like Ahmed putting in the effort, putting in the hours, meeting up with the teams on a regular basis, making contact with them, providing them training opportunities, and anything else that goes with customer service. I really do congratulate Ahmed in the work that he continues throughout New South Wales in running his building and facilities management services. Only a few weeks ago, I interviewed Brett Emery. Brett is a general manager of the UK area for a product called FireMate. If you haven't had the opportunity to listen to that podcast, please do so for the safety of your building and, of course, the safety of your occupants within it. FireMate's a reasonably new platform that has been introduced this year, and it is going great guns. A massive congratulations to everyone who had or has an input into FireMate, and I wish them the best of success in getting this particular platform out to the industry. Well, to finish up, Michael Bowley was my final podcast interviewee. Michael is the building manager of a place on the Gold Coast called Mantra On View. I guess once again, why not reach out to the folks on the Gold Coast at Mantra On View if you're looking for accommodation in the not too distant future, whether it be accommodation for Christmas and New Year's, accommodation for the Gold Coast Indy. Let's hope that gets underway next year. And of course, any conferencing requirements that you might need. There are literally a hop, skip and a jump across the road to the beach, and let me tell you, you really couldn't get a better location than Mantra On View. Michael shared with us all of his insights into the building manager's role and, of course, his skills and skill sets that he has been able to adapt with his building management role, and serves the Acor group very, very successfully. So thanks, Michael, for taking the time for the interview not that long ago. So folks, wrapping up here for the end of the year, once again, I'd just like to thank everybody that took their time listening to these podcasts, and of course, all of the interviewees. We've lined up a few interviews ready for next year, and I look forward to once again sharing with you, the listeners, the people who are so, I guess, embedded in the industry, and sharing their knowledge and success stories. So hopefully that might give you some time just to reflect on what you have done for your buildings in the last 12 months. So big shout out to all those building managers once again. Thanks for listening and tuning in to the Building Manager Podcast. I'm wishing everyone a very happy and safe Christmas for this year. If you're heading away, please be safe on the roads. If you're staying where you are, enjoy your time. And of course, for all those building managers working through that period, I wish you the best of success and a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Well, I look forward to speaking to everyone on the Building Manager Podcast sometime in the middle of January for 2022. Well, that's a wrap from me. Once again, thanks for tuning in, and I look forward to speaking to you soon. Take care, everybody, and have a merry, merry Christmas. Bye for now.